idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
I mentioned earlier that I tuned in to Michigan-Illinois Big Ten tournament game earlier this morning and afternoon.
Okay, I was going to use this, but all right.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
I'm assuming it has something to do with the uniforms.
No.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Michigan had the issue with their plane. Their uniforms got left behind. They had to wear practice jerseys.
I have more on that.
Okay. I thought it was pretty cool, even though it was an inconvenient situation. But anyway, so I'm watching that game, and I didn't watch any of the Big Ten tournament games yesterday because they were the really bad matchups. We had like Nebraska and Penn State and everything.
Yeah.
But I was watching today, and I noticed on the court that it said Verizon Center. Verizon Center. I'm like, Verizon Center? That's not... That did the court in Indianapolis get renamed or something like that? And I did not realize that the Big Ten tournament,
so Rust Belt, in other words,
is being played in Washington, D.C. this year.
Thanks, Maryland and Rutgers.
Why? Why are you playing the Big Ten tournament in Washington, D.C.? That's terrible for the fans. There was no problem with where they were playing it before. I just do not understand that at all. And I made a list of the places that it should have been instead of Washington, D.C., but Indianapolis, Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee. I mean, what are you doing in D.C.? No one is going to be there except for Maryland fans. And it's already kind of a down year for the Big Ten because Michigan State isn't very good. Ohio State isn't good. You know, they typically have those teams right there at the top. This year, it's kind of Purdue that's carrying the torch for the Big Ten. I just hate that. I don't know how it ended up in D.C., but I hate for the fans that they would have to go to D.C. to see their conference tournament when all of those teams, except for Maryland and Rutgers, are quite a ways away from the nation's capital.
All right, and another note with that, we mentioned the uniforms. So, update on that. There will be no Michigan basketball uniforms until the National Transportation Safety Board has concluded their plane investigation. Said plane must remain on it. And Coach John Beilein said that all three of their game set uniforms are on that plane.
Wow. Huh. That's interesting.
So, in other words, tomorrow they're wearing the practice uniforms again.
Yeah. Well,
and however long they go in the Big Ten tournament.
No, watch. This is going to be a thing. They're going to make a run and win the Big Ten tournament, and then
they're going to wear them in the NCAA tournament.
I would love that.
You might as well.
That is a 30 for 30 in the making. What if I told you that the stinkiest uniforms in the NCAA tournament won a national title?
Oh, man.
The stinkiest, smelliest. I mean, like, I get that they can wash them after every game, but they're still practice jerseys that they've been wearing basically every day since September whenever practice started.
Yeah.
So that would be really funny.
One more that I just thought about, which I think is insane. So today the MAC, we all can thank the MAC for crappy Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night football games.
Oh, don't you hate on MACtion.
Okay.
MACtion is awesome.
Yeah, MACtion is nice, except they are eliminating all Saturday MAC conference games for the 2017 season. It's going to be all midweek MACtion.
Oh, wow. Huh.
So, in other words, they are saying, screw you to the fans and selling out to ESPN.
That's really bad for the fans and the teams and really awesome for people like me who want to see college football every day of the week. Yeah, I can see how that would be a big controversy. But for me, it's great for me just wanting to sit on my couch and watch football on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, etc. That's going to do it for us on the game. Enjoy K-State hoops tonight. We're off tomorrow as well, so we'll talk to you next Tuesday here on News Radio KMAN.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home.